Live from the Average Joe Nation studios in St. Clair, Missouri. This is the Average Joe Podcast, a show that proves that in this crazy world, a combination of common sense and a C plus average is actually a superpower. Sure, he's crazy, but what if he's right? Please welcome your host, Damon Gilbert.
Let's try it. Are we there? Yes, yes, yes. Here we are. I'm having a tremendous amount of time with my technical... I'm having technical difficulties. Give me a second. Okay, I think we got it now. I'm at stereo. Okay, let me check my... Okay, yeah, we're good. I wanted to talk about several things today, one of which is not the least important. It's actually pretty important. We live in a small town here just outside of St. Louis, about 60 miles west, and we have our problems already with homeless people, just like everyone else, every other town in the country. I'm sure if you check with anybody you know, anywhere you live, there's always the homeless. Always the homeless. I don't understand it. It never used to be this way. And I understand that it is hard to make it sometimes. It is. But you would think these are young people for the most part. Now, getting back to what I was going to say originally, we had a death here in St. Clair. Apparently, the night before last, it was extremely cold. And from what I understand, an older gentleman, I say older, he's 54 years old. I'm not going to say his name because honestly, I can't even remember it. And I know that's terrible. That's terrible. But apparently he fell down, passed out, I guess, behind a grocery store here in town and, froze to death, the best I can understand. He had been in the Dollar General prior to the discovery. He had been in there. And he was cold. Apparently, there was some interaction with the people that worked there. They warmed him up. He smelled of booze. And he decided to walk out and go next door. The Dollar General is real close to the grocery store. And one thing led to another. And apparently, somebody who worked at the grocery store was doing a check around the building and saw a man face down in the snow. 911 was called. Medical people showed up. He was dead at the scene. And apparently there's no that they can tell because there was snow. So he was out there by himself and it snowed on him. So there was really no signs of trauma or anything. So basically he succumbed to the elements, let's say. Now, already we have a GoFundMe set up for this man, which is fine. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. But at the end of the day, isn't this kind of the survival of the fittest? And I, again, I'm not trying to put anyone down that's fallen on hard times. My sympathy goes out to them. It does. But a lot of times, most people are their own worst enemy. It's one thing to be out alone and homeless and kind of be able to take care of yourself. It's another one to be stoned or drunk and the elements get you. So it's hard for me to, I feel sorry for the family. I do. I feel sorry for them. I don't know the circumstances. I don't think he was stranded along the side of the road driving a Tesla that ran out of electricity. Nothing like that. If he hadn't been in the Dollar General prior to this and, reeked of booze and that, I would think maybe there was something, not deadly, but something you could say maybe nefarious. Maybe there was some foul play, but it sounds like that's not the case. It sounds like this guy has been homeless for quite some time and a drug user, if not a drug user, a drunk. So the reason I'm bringing this up is America is going to be addressing this more and more. I've seen articles, I've seen videos of immigrants that have come up from the Central American, South American area. And they're standing out in the cold. And I saw the interview and they said, hey, it's cold in America. I don't think this is good. I want to go somewhere else. I don't know what to tell you people. You came from a warm climate. Most of the people in the United States who live in those climates want to go where you live. I mean, right? I don't know. I know I don't like winter at all. I despise it. There's nothing good about it. I would prefer to walk around in shorts and everything would be great where I can go out any time of the day and I know I'm not going to freeze to death. I think that's great. But we are going to address this more and more as time goes on. What do we do? What do we do? Now, the bleeding hearts of the world will tell you what you should do is bring collecting funds, maybe taxes, and build these people shelters. And I understand that. I do, to a certain level. But you know as well as I do, most of these people are capable of going out and getting a job. Typically, it has to do with drugs and mental illness. How do we address that? How do we get to that point where we're on top of this? Well, first of all, at the end of the day, when you talk to a politician about this, they'll give it lip service. Outside of that, they couldn't give two rats asses. Okay, they don't care. They don't care. They may show up to something where they've built a 100-bed shelter in one of the cities, so they get their picture taken. Outside of that, they don't care. This is never going to go away, and it's only going to get worse. So how do we address this? Do we let them into our homes? Because that's what I'm getting the idea. I'm hearing around the world that a lot of countries are saying, hey, here's what we need to do. Bring these people into your homes. I'm sorry, folks. I don't want them in my home. And I don't think you do either. I really don't. And if I give them $10, you know what they're going to do? They're either going to use drugs, use it to buy drugs, or use it to buy liquor. So how do you address this? I saw a guy, first time I'd seen this, by the way, in my small town, I saw a guy at a stop sign in town with a sign that said, need help. Okay. Now, maybe he does. Maybe I would be willing to help him. The problem is there's scammers everywhere. This guy's probably perfectly capable of getting a job. What do I do? I just keep on driving. I act like I didn't see him. I know it's terrible. I mean, if God's keeping track of things up in the sky or wherever he lives, I'm probably in the deficit. I probably am. I can't do this. I can't in good conscience do this. I'm gonna tell you a story. I used to go to hockey games a lot. And there was one particular individual when my friend and I would walk out of the auditorium after the game. He would be sitting in a wheelchair and he would have a cup or whatever. This was years ago. He didn't have any legs. Okay. All right. I'll give you that one. I'll give you a couple bucks. He was very nice. There was another one that would play the trumpet. He wasn't very good, but at least he was trying. I'd give him we used to give them a buck or two a piece. I have no problem with that. But I'm talking about your run-of-the-mill drug addict who's wanting me to help them, I guess, buy their drugs. I can't do that. Call me a horrible person all you want. That's fine. I don't know how else to address this. It's everywhere, and it's getting worse. And if you look in the cities now, I was watching something on, what was it? Newsmax, I believe it was. And they had a shot of Paris right now, right near the Eiffel Tower. An entire street lined with immigrants who were homeless and standing out on the street on both sides. And they wonder why crime is up. They really? What do we do with these people? Do you as an American citizen feel that it's right for you, through your tax money, the taxes you pay to the federal government, do you think it's right to help them pay for their home, their food, their education, their health care? Do you think that's fair? I don't. I don't think it's fair at any level. I really don't. And this Democratic Party that we're under the influence of right now, they think it should be that way. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna read you something here that kind of goes along with this. What is it? Squad lawmaker. Now, you know who the squad is, that group of idiots in the Democratic Party that are always just off the charts stupid. The squad lawmaker explains creative way to pay $14 trillion in slavery reparations. He called it a moral and legal obligation. His name is Jamal Bowman, so figure out what color he is and where he stands on this. I'm sorry. I think this is stupid. I have had my fill of reparations. I really have. If you want to get reparations for anybody, pal, you need to get it from your own race in Africa. They're the ones that sold you into slavery. You're the one, they're the ones that did that to you. And they're still doing it to this day. So to come to me with your handout expecting $14 trillion from the American taxpayer, I that is lunacy. That is pathological lunacy is what it is. And he should be embarrassed for even saying this in my book. That's the way I look at it. I don't know about you, but that's the way I feel. And I have always felt that way. I'm just getting a little sick of it at this point. They're beating a dead horse. I'm tired of hearing about reparations. I really am. I owe you nothing. I owe you nothing in the world. I don't. I mean, do I have some empathy? I do for people, especially if it's children. And I feel bad for kids that are thrown into these situations where their mom and dads are losers. And what do you do? What do you do? You can't take them away from them. The Department of Family Services does it, and they're up to their ass in alligators. They're terrible. We as a family, my wife and I, my grandson, actually my wife's grandson, his mother was, you know, she had some mental issues. Long story short, we ended up with him, and we are raising him. He's 16 years old right now. Great kid. We've done a great job with him as far as I'm concerned. But we also had an issue where the Department of Family Services got involved with another daughter who had actually three children, had some drug issues. And we ended up with the kids for a while. And I've had my experience with the Department of Family Services. Folks, anytime those people show up at your doorstep, you need to run in the other direction. They are the most incompetent group. And I say incompetent. I shouldn't really put it that way. I think they're smart. The problem is most of them don't even have children. And yet they're trying to tell you how to raise a kid. And I mean, that's insulting in my book. I was a part of the department. I was a foster parent for a year. We did it for a year. And to give you an idea how bad it was and to the extent that you have to go to prove yourself when you've raised kids. I mean, you get no credit for that. You get no credit for that. And yet I'm instructed. I'm critiqued. I'm questioned by people who don't even have children. And I find that amazing. Department of Family Services is a damn disaster, is what it really is. It doesn't do any good. It doesn't do any good. I have people who are in the educational system. They're teachers, they're paras, I know one that's been in administration. They say it's a disaster. We've got an entire generation that is absolutely clueless. They're useless. They're useless. And again, I go back to my survival of the fittest kind of thing. I mean, if you were on the Serengeti, these people would have never survived. And yet they're allowed to breed. And I find that, I don't know. I don't know how you solve this. It's above my pay grade. But I know one thing, I don't want to pay $14 trillion in reparations, and I don't want a homeless person who stinks and has some kind of mental issue living in my basement with me, because that's what society says we need to do now. I'm not going to do it. I stand firm on this one. There are certain things I will not stand for, and that is one of them. Somebody infringing on my privacy, and that's what you would be doing, and the left wants you to do that now. That's one of their main lines of reasoning anymore. Yeah, that somehow or other these people are owed something. I see another one here. Some student loan borrowers are refusing to pay out of protest. Again, I go back to these young people that do not have a clue what they're talking about. If you borrow money, you're probably going to have to pay it back. Yes, we got a three-year reprieve because of COVID. That was fine. But now the bill's coming due. And they did you a favor by not charging you any interest. What is this society come to? Why do people always think they're owed something? You ever notice that? Anymore, it's always, how did you offend me, and what do you owe me? I've had it with this. I really have. And it's going to be a long, hard climb back out of this. I mean, look at this. San Francisco drug overdose deaths hit record high in 2023. Overdose deaths. And we have some, we apparently the federal government can't figure out why this is. They had more than 800 people die of accidental drug overdoses in San Francisco in 2023. 800 people. And fentanyl accounted for the most of the 800 deaths. Fentanyl coming across the border, an open border in the south of South America, I mean in the southern part of America, they're letting this stuff come over. And yet you've got a Democratic president who stands up there and says there's no problem in this. We've got it all under control. It's lunacy. It truly is lunacy. I hate to keep repeating myself, but I don't know how else to talk about this. Why would you vote Democratic? Why? Why would you even consider it? I don't understand it. It blows my mind. It really does. Let's see. What else here? We got, what else did I want to talk about today? Oh, yeah, I know what it was. The main thing. The primaries are over. It's done. I saw the latest polling in New Hampshire. Trump's gonna win handily there once again. I believe Ron DeSantis, who, by the way, his super PAC has been disavowed or abandoned. So he's actually moved. He's not moving. He's not going to even be in New Hampshire. He's not going to go for any of that. He's going to move on to South Carolina. He thinks he's got a better shot down there of, I guess, embarrassing Nikki Haley. I guess that's what he thinks that his goal in life is now. Yeah, Trump got a bump from the Iowa caucuses. Haley got a bit of a bump. But the difference is still about the same. You're talking about 15 points minimum. So in my book, it's over. That's the way to look at this. Donald Trump is going to be the Republican nominee for president in 2024. It's that simple. I don't know what these people think they're doing. Ron DeSantis is going to go the way of the dodo bird. He's going to be when your super PAC runs out of money and they have to fire their whole staff, it's over. And when you have to skip a state because you know you don't have a chance and you don't want to spend the resources to attempt to do it, to win it, you're in big trouble. You're in big trouble. He's not going to win in South Carolina either. He's going to have to, if he was smart, which he's not, he's going to have to drop out before Super Tuesday. You do not want to lose in your own home state. You just don't. And Nikki Haley's taking a real risk here because if Donald Trump kicks her ass down there in South Carolina, her political career is in jeopardy. It is. It truly is. Yeah. Let's see. What else I want? Oh, yeah. I thought it was pretty funny. Donald Trump got into it. The judge today at that court hearing in the New York defamation trial. Yeah, he threw his hands up in the air and said he'd love it if the judge threw him out of the court for loudly ripping sex abuse accuser E. Jean Carroll as she testified Wednesday. I don't blame him. You know, being accused like that, this gal has got absolutely nothing to prove what she said. And the only reason that this even went to trial is because the Democrats, you know, are after Trump. They're trying to make it as inconvenient for him as they possibly can. And what's funny is every time they do this, his approval jumps. They don't learn very easily, do they? They don't learn. It's like touching a hot stove. You would think after three or four times you go, you know, I'm not doing that again. But no, not the Democrats, not this group of them. They love putting their hand on it because they think it's all going to work out. It's just really not going to. But anyway, I would have loved it if he had thrown him out. But I don't believe this woman at all. Why are we supposed to believe this woman when we can't believe anybody that accused Joe Biden of doing this? I thought at one point wasn't that what was going on, the Me Too, right? We're supposed to believe a woman no matter what. Well, I got news. Apparently, you don't believe the ones that accuse Biden of it. So what do you do? I guess you laugh and you move on. because this is never going to work. And I don't believe a word this woman says. I wouldn't touch this broad with a 10-foot pole. She's not very attractive. And from what I'm reading, she's nuts. Believe in her own words, she said, well, let's see what she said. Her name is Jean Carroll. It says, Carroll said Trump's lies have destroyed her reputation as a trusted advice columnist and ended the world she lived in. And this was a quote. Now I'm known as a liar, a fraud, and a whack job. I would say that's probably accurate. Yeah, I would say that's probably accurate because I got a feeling you are a liar, a fraud, and a whack job. And again, I'm not trying to defend Trump, but I mean, there's nothing here. There's nothing here. Yeah. But if someone accuses Joe Biden of this, including his own daughter of sexual assault, we look the other way. It's ridiculous. I've had my fill of this whole thing. Just do away with it. It's nothing more than a distraction, and that's what they're trying to do. Let's see. One thing I did want to get to, and I don't know if you heard this or not, but Iran and Pakistan are in a shooting war right now. Okay, one is Sunni, one is Shiite. I believe if I'm not mistaken, Iran is Shiite. Yes. And Pakistan is Sunni. So it's all the Muslim religion, but they hate each other's guts. And they're starting to lob shells over one another's borders. This could turn into another regional war. We've got the Houthis in the southern Yemen attacking shipping as it goes by. You've got Syria is still fighting. You've got Israel and Hamas, and now it looks like Hezbollah is going to get involved in the southern part of Syria, seriously. And then you've got Ukraine and Russia. I swear, this is like, what would be a good description of this? Okay, you've been in a classroom when there was a substitute teacher, correct? We've all done that. What happens when there's a substitute teacher 9 times out of 10? All hell breaks loose. All hell breaks loose. Everybody thinks they can get away with murder. That's exactly what's happening right now. You've got Joe Biden, the leader of the free world, who no one's scared of. He has no control over anything. He's got a disastrous foreign policy. He's got idiots working for him. No one knows what they're doing. They're in over their heads. And what's happening? The world's starting to burn. It really is. You've even got Venezuela threatening to invade Guyana in South America. And why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they? Now would be the absolute best time to do it. Right? You've got China wanting to invade Taiwan. I don't know if they're going to do that. I don't think they're going to. But the point is the possibility exists. You've got North Korea flexing his muscles. Why are they all doing this? Because you've got a weakling in the White House. That's why. And yet, 30% of the people out there, by the way, his approval rating is nearing a 20-year low. 20-year low. Yeah. The Democratic president currently sits at 58% disapproval and only 33% approval. The worst presidential approval number since George W. Bush between 2006 and 2008. Says the poll also revealed that just 57% of voters who lean Democratic would be satisfied with Biden as the party's nominee in 2024. 57%. Yeah, that's not much. Yeah, these are 20-year lows. You've never seen this before. That's how badly this guy is hated. No one trusts him. So if an American won't trust him, the vast majority of Americans don't trust him, why would anybody from overseas trust him? They shouldn't. With good reason. This has been a disaster. His foreign policy is a joke. We're going to be lucky to live through it. We're going to be lucky to live through this. Because if things get out of hand, and this could become a regional war over there, and I'm telling you folks, there's a possibility at some point of our troops being on the ground in one of these conflicts. That's coming. Because Biden and that administration is desperate right now. They truly are. They don't know what to do. Things are going so badly, they can't do anything right. So what's the best thing to do when you're losing and you're a politician, especially when you're a president? You go to war. They've done it for years and years and years. Numerous times this has happened. Presidents on a war footing usually get reelected. because that's the old saying, you don't want to change, you know, a horse in the middle of the stream kind of thing. And that's fine. That makes some sense, I guess. I guess it does. But if you got an idiot doing it, then why? I mean, one of the worst presidents of all time, and I say it every day at the end of my show, the worst president in American history. And that's including Obama. Obama at least was smart. I mean, he was underhanded and evil. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a fan of his at any level. Never cared for him. Well, I shouldn't say that. Let me back up. I did vote for him in 2008. I did. Because I thought, I bought the rhetoric. I did. I fell for it. I was wrong. But I didn't vote for him in 2012. No way. I voted for myself. I did. I wrote my own name in. Because I guarantee I could have done a better job than he did. But I'm certainly, this guy is beyond. And but here's the thing. At least Obama could give a speech. He was competent at some level. What he was doing on purpose. It had nothing to do with being incompetent. I firmly believe that a lot of this stuff is taking place because Joe is probably in bed by 6. What do you want to bet? A lot of things go on during the middle of the night. He's not in charge of it. He's put other people in charge, and they don't know what they're doing. Hell, half of them don't even show up for work. Look at Austin, the Secretary of Defense. Takes a week off. Doesn't tell anybody. What kind of an incompetent group is this? They're horrible. And I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but I just want you to understand that if you know people that are still going to vote Democratic, you should be a little careful about what you say to them and any kind of dealings you have with them, because I'm suspect of their intelligence. I really am. And I know that's pretty harsh, but it's true. Because if you can't get this right, what else in your life can't you get right? What other mistakes have you made? This is a 2-foot putt. It really is. And I'm getting a little sick of the DeSantis group. I've blocked a bunch of people on Twitter. I'm tired of hearing their belly aching about that Iowa caucus. I'm tired of hearing about the fact that they're not going to vote Republican no matter what. If Donald Trump is the nominee, well, then go do something else. Find something else to talk about, because no one cares. We're on board with this. That it's our only shot. Because I tell you what, when it comes to these Democrats and the left-leaning liberals of the world, the lunatic left, I just want to know what their alternative is. Because most of them don't even like their guy. So what is your alternative? And I know a lot of people say, well, Ron DeSantis is the guy. No. That's not even a viable option. It's really not. Not my book. Yeah, again, do you want somebody that has some, and I know I'm repeating myself from yesterday, but I'm a little worked up about this, if you can tell. I get a little worked up about these things. Gets my blood boiling. It really does. And it should get yours boiling too, because it affects everybody. Every decision this nitwit we've got in the White House makes, it affects me and you. It may not be that day, but it's going to affect us eventually. And it always does. And it seems like everything he does is in the negative. Let me look at the EV thing. I know I talked about it yesterday, and I wanted to expand on that slightly because I'm learning more and more things about these electric vehicles. They're mandating that we all be driving these things at some point in the future. They're saying that they're going to quit making internal combustion engines in California in 2030, which I think is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. We're going to turn over to a completely electrical transportation grid. It's at some point in the future. That's not going to happen. And the fact that you're saying that leads me to believe that you're an idiot. And that these people, where is Booty Giggity Giggity Giggity? Where's he at? I don't see him talking anything about this. I didn't see him mentioning anything about the Tesla cars being frozen solid in Chicago. Not a word out of this idiot. Yeah, he's another one that's completely incompetent and should not be in that position. You do realize he was nothing more. His only time in political office, he was the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. That's it. A mayor of a not even a large city. It's a small place, not a couple hundred thousand. He was the mayor. That was it. His claim to fame was the fact that he was gay. That was it. That's why we made him. We said, okay, Joe said, why don't we make him the Department of Transportation Secretary? That's not a big deal. We'll let him do that. Yeah, that's worked out real well. Gone. never hear from him again. Now, we have got idiots running the show. And this EV thing, right now, Virginia Dems strike down effort to overturn state's EV mandate. The Dems went out of their way in Virginia to try and pass legislation that says the Republicans cannot stop the EV revolution. In other words, they can't come in later and say, no, that date that we set, we're going to move that out further or do away with it. Nope. They're trying to strike down that effort to overturn the state's mandate. Huge mistake. That's who's in charge with these people. I question everybody's sanity anymore. Don't you? It's amazing. It really is. I get to the point where it's frustrating to even interact with some people sometimes in this life. It really is. And like I said, I had to ban a bunch of them on Twitter. I got tired of hearing it. I'm just blocking them. I mean, it's one thing. It's a little entertaining every once in a while. It's kind of like listening to the guy that's yelling at the, out on the street that's yelling, God saves and it's the end of the world. It's entertaining for a few minutes, but then it gets old. I get tired of it and I move on. That's what's going on here. I got to move on. My time is too important and too valuable to me to spend any time interacting with you if you don't make sense. All I'm asking you is to make sense. I'm not telling you have to do what I say, but let's look at it from a standpoint of what makes sense. That's it. That's all I'm asking. It's like talking to a child. Say, okay, what makes more sense here? Do we do A or do we do B? Well, B is absolutely out of the question because it's insane. So let's do A because that makes sense. No. No, the Democrats are like the five-year-old. I want to do B. That's what I want to do because it's insane. It's crazy. Yeah, let's do that. Let's see how it's worked out so far. Things are in a turmoil. They really are. I've never seen anything like this. I don't want to repeat myself because I know people feel the same way as I do. And again, I'm kind of in an echo chamber here for the most part. Maybe there are Democrats that listen. I don't know. I call them a lot of names, so I doubt it. If they do, they don't listen long, and that's fine. That's fine because we don't need you on this team. We really don't. Go away. Do your thing somewhere else. I don't want to hear you bitching, complaining about it when it goes sideways, right? That's the way I feel about it. Can you make mistakes? Absolutely. Everybody does. But intentionally doing it? Nah. Mm-mm. Now, I've seen too many things in my lifetime to know that stupidity, it never wins. It doesn't. It can screw things up, but at the end of the day, it never wins because it won't last. You can't. Look what's going on in California right now with the homeless out there in San Francisco. Those were decisions they made that they knew was going to cause this. And now it's a shithole. I wouldn't go to San Francisco if you paid me. I wouldn't take a house if you gave it to me. It's too much trouble. It looks like something from the third world. And that's what's coming to most of these cities. And slowly but surely, it's coming to our small towns as well. Infrastructure is falling apart. Federal government doesn't care about that. They're more interested in sending money to Ukraine. That's what they're interested in. Right now, we've got, what is it? We're trying to, what was it? House votes to advance bill to temporarily avert a shutdown. So they're gonna go until, what is it, March? I think that's what they're going to do. The measure, which passed by a vote of 314 to 108, angered conservative Republicans who oppose any continuing resolution to fund the government without concessions by the Democrats on border security and spending. Now, does that not make sense? Don't you think it'd be best to control the border and control our spending? It makes perfect sense. What synapse in these people's minds doesn't function? That sounds perfect. I'm not saying you get everything you want. No, you don't. But to secure the border and to cut spending, I think that's an excellent idea. But no, we can't do that. Freedom Caucus Chairman Bob Good slammed his fellow Republicans who supported the continuing resolution ahead of the vote. The more things change, the more they stay the same, he said. We're not even willing to risk a temporary pause in the 15% of the non-essential part of the government in order to force a change in Washington. I agree. Why are we caving to these people? Why do we even bring it for a vote? this House Speaker, Mike Johnson, I'm not very impressed with. I don't know about you, but he should not have even allowed this to come to the floor. He shouldn't have. Yeah. Shut the government down for a few days. See how that works out for you. You think the Republicans are going to take the heat for this? I don't think so. I don't think so. When you've got foreigners coming into your town looking for a free handout and a debit card with $5,000 on it and having you and I pay for their health care, I think people are going to say, you know what? That's enough of that. I believe we're done. We need to do exactly what Donald Trump said today. And I read this. I couldn't believe he said this. He said, we need to bring our military home and protect our own border. And I agree with him 100%. I do. I am a firm supporter of the military, but I think the military should be over here defending our borders. I do. Why do we have bases in Germany? Why do we have bases in France? Why do we have bases in Japan? It makes no sense. It makes no sense. Our firepower has to do with our aircraft carriers. You know that. That's the only thing we flex our muscle with. The rest of these, we're just donating money to the cause. I say bring those people home. Shut those bases down tomorrow. Bring those people home and have them defend our border. Even if it's lethal, the way we defend it. Now, that's what I say. We are coming to a point now where we're going to have to make some tough decisions. That's what I believe. I believe we're coming to a point now where we either make decisions or our lifestyle and our republic, as we know it, will never be the same. And I think that's really true. And I agree with Trump on that. And then naturally the Democrats are, oh, you can't bring military in to defend the posse comitatus, all that. No. I say that's what we do. That's what we do. We defend our border. We're being invaded. This is like a military coming across the border. It is. And I say we find every one of these, for lack of a better term, wetbacks in the United States, and we send them back home. Don't you? What's wrong with that policy? Get in line. We do need immigration. I've always been I'm a big fan of immigration. I am. Done correctly. We want the best and the brightest. We don't want the worst and the dumbest. We don't. We don't want criminals in the United States. We don't. And we certainly don't want we would prefer not to have the drugs coming across that's being imported from China. It's unbelievable. The things that this administration is allowing to happen, it's happening to you and me. The people of America, they are allowing this and they're laughing about it behind our backs. I know they are. I know they are. And it doesn't make us look very good around the country either. It makes us look like fools. Yeah, I'm tired of it. And if Donald Trump, if he doesn't get elected, which I think, I don't know, we'll see. It's still early. It's 10 months out. It's a ways off. A lot can happen in 10 months. I'll give you that. I mean, Joe could die. Yeah, I don't know if that's a good thing. I hope he makes it. I hope he makes it across the finish line. I do. Yeah, because in 10 months, you could have somebody else walk in there. And I know people keep talking about Michelle Obama. Believe me, whatever that is does not want that kind of scrutiny. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think so. She's got other things on her mind, or her or his or whatever. So I don't think that's going to happen. So I still, to this day, think it's going to be Gavin Newsom. Somehow or other, he's going to slither his way through the weeds, you know, like a reptile that he is, and he's going to find his way into this show. I really believe that. When will this happen? I don't know. It may be, I have a hard time, you know, figuring that out, but I would guess it'll probably be at the convention. Something will happen at the convention, because these next 10 months are going to be some of the wildest you've ever seen, folks. I've said it before. I'll say it again at the risk of repeating myself. Strap in, because it's going to be a very bumpy ride. Very bumpy indeed. It has gotten so bad, folks, and I don't know about you. I don't sleep with my phone on. I probably should. I probably should. If something happens in the middle of the night, I guess but I don't. I turn my ringer off. When I wake in the morning and I look at my phone, I'm always a little hesitant to open it. Because once I learn what's happened in the world, I can't unlearn it. You know what I mean? kind of like 9/11. There's no going back once you hear that story, once you know that it took place. Same thing here. I keep waiting, like for the other shoe to drop. Do you feel like that sometimes when you get up in the morning? Or even any, you know, anytime you're getting ready to find out what the news is, it's like I'm literally just expecting the absolute worst. I really am. And I hate that. I hate that. I'm not a negative person by any stretch. I'm more of an upbeat kind of guy, you know, glasses half full. I always try to look at the bright side on things. I can't find one here. I can't find one here with Joe Biden in the White House. I can't find a bright side to that because it's chipping away what has taken decades to build. And we're staring at it right into the abyss here. We are, what'd they say, 45 seconds away from the clock that keeps track of the end of the world. They think it's 15 seconds before. We are on the precipice of a big battle. We really are. We're actually past due for one. Yeah, and I mean, I'm talking about World War III. I don't know there'd be nuclear weapons used or anything, but with this idiot administration we've got, I have no idea what they would do. They may be looking forward to that. I hope they're not. I hope they've got at least that kind of sense. But again, you've talked to Democrats. You've heard them talking. You probably know some that you just shake your head in dismay. Like, again, I go back to all I'm asking is that you use a little common sense. That's all I'm asking. I'm not asking for you to do everything I believe is correct. There's always, you know, give and take. But at this point, right now, we are, what, a year away from a new president, or, well, I say that, an inauguration. Yeah, we're a year away. It'll be Saturday. It'll be January 20th. That's the witching hour. We've got a year from there. A year, this man and this incompetent group that he's assembled can do a hell of a lot of damage before then. So I think that people are starting to make some changes in their minds. I think some minds are being changed. Yeah. And I talk about these people that I've blocked on Twitter and that. I think at some point they're going to look at it and say, you know, I don't like him, but I'm probably going to have to vote for him. I think that's what's going to happen. Yeah. It's easy to say that. And it's another one to vote for, to throw your vote away or not vote at all. I just don't think they're going to do that. I think they'll come over to our side at some point. They may not like it. Now the Democrats are not. Because as far as they're concerned, Donald Trump is the devil himself. And I don't know what proof they have. They call him all these names. And again, I always say, well, show me the evidence. Well, they can't. They're operating with emotion alone. A friend of mine and I were talking about that the other day. There's nothing worse than someone who operates on emotion. That gets ugly and it's dangerous. It really is. And a lot of people do that. They don't think rationally. They operate on emotion. They shoot from the hip. And once they take a stand, that's it. There's no changing their mind. Once they've made a decision, that's it. We're not going to discuss it. That's very, very dangerous. I would rather be wrong and admit it and change my opinion based on new information as opposed to, you know, just putting my head in the buzzsaw. Why would I do that? Yeah. So anyway, I know this is a bit of a ramble today, but I mean, we covered a lot of territory. I appreciate you listening, and we will talk again soon. I'm trying to do one a day to see how that, what kind of a schedule I can adhere to. And I'm hoping to do one a day. I'd like to give you five a week. I mean, if I get to the point where I'm you know, asking for subscriptions to listen to me, I'd at least like to give you something worth your while. Okay. And I hope I have been worth your while. I do. I hope you enjoy listening to me. I certainly enjoy talking to you. So we'll see you tomorrow. And it is, what is it? January 19th, or what was it? Yeah, January 19th. And Joe Biden is the worst president in American history. Let's go, Brandon.
As always, thanks for listening to the Average Joe podcast. Be sure to check out our website at www.averagejoenation.media and follow us on social media. Remember, if you haven't told all your friends, you're wrong.